The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving program. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
Our next student in from Lionheart School, and who are you?
Aidan.
Oh yeah, I remember now. How old are you, Aidan?
I'm 14.
And whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Shanklin.
From Shanklin. You always lived in Shanklin?
No, I've lived in many different places.
Many? You've moved around the island?
All over the island.
All over the island, but lived on the island all your life?
Yeah.
Good, excellent. So what's your hobbies?
I ride mountain bikes, play a bit of cricket, a bit of basketball, mainly boxing. But apart from that, that's basically it.
Boxing?
Boxing, yeah.
Right. So how long have you been boxing?
Year and a half, two years.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Does it give you a discipline?
Yeah.
What? But there is a reason why you box, isn't there?
Mainly to relieve stress and anger.
Yeah. You got a bit of stress and anger building up today, or you chilled?
There's a little bit more anxiety, but...
Yeah, but you're all right?
I'm mostly chilled, yeah.
Okay, but are you looking to be a professional boxer, take it to another level?
I don't really want to be a professional boxer. No.
I mean, you've got the physique for it. You know, you look like you can take care of yourself.
I can, yeah.
Well, that's good. And I'm just going to move a little bit further away from you, if that's all right. Okay, so anyway, look, other hobbies. Boxing, on your bike?
Mountain bike riding, yeah.
Yeah, so how far do you travel?
Mainly from Shanklin to Newport, about a 45-minute ride.
Is that good?
It's good exercise, yeah.
Do you, when you do it in 45 minutes, do you next time want to do it in 44?
I do try and push myself, yeah, but at the moment, 45 seems to be the quickest I can do it.
And you were telling me earlier on that it's not unknown for you to say, I'm off for 4 hours, see you later, and get on your bike and go a little bit further.
Yeah, at one point I went round most of the island.
How long did that take you? 4 hours, I suppose, eh?
5-6 hours.
Really? And you just decided to go around the island?
Pure boredom.
Well, I'll tell you what, we should do a sponsored cycle ride around the island. You could do that for Vectis and we'd get loads of money.
All right.
Yeah, you okay with that?
Yeah.
Excellent. So what was your other hobbies?
Cricket and basketball.
Cricket and basketball. Okay, so cricket and boxing, they're like miles apart, aren't they? Why cricket?
I used to play baseball when I was slightly younger.
Slightly younger?
13? No, not quite. No, more 10.
10,
right. More 10, yeah. Yeah, right. I played baseball for a bit, but in the long run, baseball just was not my type of sport.
No.
Found cricket, tried it, liked it.
Batting or bowling?
Mainly catching.
Catching, so fielding. Fielder, yeah. What, beyond the wicket keeper?
Behind the wicket.
Yeah? You've got no fear, have you?
No.
No, you don't. I'll tell you what, put me off cricket some years ago, got all the bats, the balls, proper balls, old wooden things.
Yeah.
Did a bit of wicket keeping, first ball smacked me straight in the nose, put me right off, never played cricket since.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I was only about 11, but it just put me off completely. So what do you want to do? Where do you see yourself in 10 years' time?
Inside a garage.
Inside a garage?
Inside a garage, fixing cars and motorcycles.
So that's the dream, is it?
That's the dream, yeah.
That's the dream. So what are you doing to sort of enhance your chances?
Well, I help my dad with his van, help my stepmom with her car.
When you say help, do you open the door for her or do something mechanical?
Mechanical, on the engine stuff.
Come on, what do you do?
I help change the spark plugs, bearings, the actual wheels themselves, swing arm. How to help fix a swing arm at one point.
A swing on?
Swing arm.
What's a swing arm then?
On the big, heavy off-road vehicles, instead of having just suspension, they have a swing arm as well to make sure it doesn't fall off.
Okay.
It snapped towards the middle and it was like getting really loose, so I had to get a whole new one of those on.
Okay, so what's the plan? And we heard from Cameron earlier on that he's got a plan A, it's all mapped out.
Yeah, so plan A is being a mechanic for me.
Yeah, but what do you do to get to that point? He's already got a plan to go to CCAM, he's doing all, going to university, he's doing all of this. So what do you do? Do you introduce yourself to a garage? Do you look at what qualifications you need to be a mechanic?
I've looked at some of the qualifications. Most of them I could probably get to with ease.
What are they?
one of the main ones is maths and physics.
Yeah.
That's the main things.
Now, look, you mentioned in your podcast earlier that's going to go online that you're the best at maths.
I am, in the classroom, that is.
Yeah, you said you're the best.
Yeah, I'm the best in the classroom.
Right, okay. So, what sort of maths are we talking? Basic maths, or...?
Well, we've got the hypotenuse, we got...
Oh, crikey.
Do you not want me to go down that line?
I was just going to say, what, 7 7? So you were going to go, bang, answer.
What?
Well, that's not the answer I was expecting. 7 7s.
7 7?
Yeah.
49.
49? Yeah, you had 10 seconds to think about it. Should you do another?
Go on.
11 9s.
99.
That's better. That's better. You're focused now, aren't you? I can believe you when you say you're good at maths now. So you need good maths. You need, what was the other thing you need?
Physics.
Physics as well. So are you doing physics at school?
I try to do physics at school, yeah.
Okay, you try?
Try, yeah.
Okay, is there more of an incentive because it will lead to you being a mechanic, which is really what you want to do?
No, it's more or less the fact that we don't get to plan our own science lessons.
Right.
The science teacher just says, right, we're going to do this today.
Okay, I got a random question. Okay, you're a mechanic.
Yeah.
Which car would you love to work on?
Probably a Ferrari 488.
Oh, yeah, the 488.
488.
So that's a Ferrari then, is it? Yeah. Is that the one you'd like to own as well?
No.
What would you like to own?
Well, I've got my mind set on two different cars that I'd like to own.
Go on.
I'd like to own a 720S Spider.
What's that?
A convertible.
Okay, a Spider.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
That's the mechanical name for convertible.
And what else you got?
Or a GTR R35 Nismo.
A what, no?
Nismo.
A Nismo, all right. What colour would you have it?
I'd have the Nismo white or a black.
Right.
And I'd have the 720 white with a black hood.
Have you set yourself a target for when this happens?
Before 45.
Before 45.
Before 45, I want to own at least one of those two cars.
Yeah, see, I'm now thinking I'll be long gone by then because I was going to invite you back and tell us how you got on with getting those cars, but I won't be around. But if I am, we come
you
back
you
and
are
tell
somehow
us.
Around.
You never know.
I'll come knock on your door. I'll be like, I've finally done it. Here's the keys to prove it.
Yeah, no, good for you. Good luck with that. And you're going to be sticking around. We're going to be chatting to, what's his name out there?
Cameron.
Cameron, we're going to have a chat with Cameron again in a minute and chat to you about Plan B. Have you got a Plan B?
I do have a Plan B, yes.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to come back, chat some more.